When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kane and Bucks.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Yes, very good morning to you, and welcome along to Kane and Bucks. It's good to be here. We're fired up.
Are you there? Are you there, Kane?
Well, I'm here. I think my microphone is on. That sounds a little bit better, but it's very good morning to you. We'd love your thoughts this morning, as always. The Mimosa Homes open line. You can get that ringing straight away, 1-300-736-736, because we have a very big McCafe menu. They're our official coffee partner. The buck stops here out of 7 o'clock in its usual position every Monday. The Essendon vice captain are pretty good. The Bombers are pretty good. Andrew McGrath had a stack of the footy. He's going to join us. Sammy Edmund with the latest news, and there's no shortage of that, as is the case on most Mondays. And questions without notice, give us one of those if you've got one. The seven-time All-Australian, the Norm Smith medalist, the Collingwood champion, the Australian Football Hall of Famer, the Brownlow medalist alongside of me, Nathan Buckley. Just rolls off the tongue, Bucks.
You don't even need to read it anymore.
Pretty basic bloke.
No, yeah, and, correct. And an expert in all things hamstring injuries, which we found out prior to the program this morning on the back of Brennan Cox and Bucks' initial diagnosis. Good morning.
I heard you were talking about a thing, like... like words that would wear with an A in front of it that indicate something else. I think Brennan Cox might have had an avulsion. So he might.
Avulsion.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a bit of tendon involvement off the bone. That was ugly. And not, I mean, what a great win by the Dockers, but they had an ACL, a really bad concussion, and then a really bad hammy injury. And Cox is going to be a pretty important player for them. But how'd you feel watching 9 games of footy over the weekend? Like that ramped up, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
People often say you work a lot, and I say back, it's not the actual on air time. It's the off-air time that gets
prep.
You. It's a lot of time, like, to fit in. Not that you watch all 9.
I wanted to try and get to all of them. I didn't get a lot of the St Kilda Geelong game, and I was fascinated by that game, but I found myself, I wanted to see the Gold Coast again.
Yep.
So I watched a bit more of the Gold Coast Adelaide game, but yeah, it's...
Well, sometimes it's hard for you because you'll be doing a game on a Saturday and there's another game going on. Or like last night I was doing the Gold Coast game, so you don't see a whole lot of the other game that's been played at the same time. And then last night I was just sort of drifting off with the Fremantle game. Apologies to the Dockers, because I thought that was the win of the round, but consumed most of the first half and didn't see a lot of the second half because I was nodding off. But it's back in a big, big way. And there's a lot to talk about, Bucks, because the two grand finalists are 0-2, would you believe?
That's
a start.
Well, it's never happened before.
No.
Which is interesting in itself, but we'll get to that. Like, that's the hard-nosed stuff. The big question I want to know is, how's your training going for this boxing game?
Oh, my goodness.
This boxing match.
It's been...
You're looking buff, by the way.
Stressful. Physically I'm good.
Have you put a few kgs on?
Put a few kgs on. Been drinking a lot of... protein shakes, let me tell you.
Okay.
Creatine, I've been loading up on the creatine.
And like, so tell me where you get, I know we don't be giving too much to your opposition, but where do you get sore? Where are you sore? Like when you
feet,
do the boxing training?
Feet.
Your feet?
Yeah, my feet.
On your toes all the time?
No idea how sore your feet get. Like, and blisters and like red raw on the sort of balls of your feet because you're bouncing a lot. It's been a really... interesting challenge mentally and physically, like to actually get into the ring with someone. I've always admired boxers forever. And there was a few things I said to myself that I'd never do. One is jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
One is scuba
dive. Have you
done that yet?
No.
One is scuba dive. I've
done both those.
Petrified of scuba diving for some reason. Sharks, and also just the thought of being underwater and not having any air.
But
if you run out or you get lost or you're in a cave or so, I don't know. So and the other one was sort of jump in the ring and box someone. But I've been doing that a little bit. And
out of those three things, I'm surprised you chose to box someone.
So you know, it's been really good, but I don't know. I haven't enjoyed it. Can I say that? I haven't. No, it's been.
It's only a couple more weeks to go, mate. A
couple more weeks, and we'll get in there and we'll have a bit of fun. But it's not really about us. It's about the. I think there's 5 pro fights on the night that'll be worth. Definitely going along to see.
I'm over there. I'll definitely. Do you need a
cut
guy?
Man? A cut man? Yeah. No,
I'm in there. If you need me, I'm there. All right.
I think I'm sorted.
How do you reckon Daisy Thomas and Dane Swan are going to handle it?
Well, I reckon
we'll see Apollo Creed and Rocky. Like they'll be throwing heads back as if
like faking.
They'll be hamming it right.
Well, can you would have seen them? Can they both box?
No. Daisy would generally just take the piss out of it whenever he was in the boxing ring. Swanee would do a little bit.
He looks good, Dane Swan. Like with his technique, I've just seen him shadow box a little bit in the promotional stuff.
Looking at the card, like I know Anthony Rocco, and have seen him. You know, obviously, I know how he goes with the gloves on, and he's actually got some really good fundamentals, apparently. Like our boxing coaches. Has worked on that for a fair while. So I saw Corey McKernan, and he looks fit and ready to go. So it's amazing what it does to you. Like that pride, the pride factor would be one, and not wanting to get your head beaten in was probably the other one.
Well, that's it. Even like I worked with Brownie, and he's sort of said he dropped 6 kilos. So it's been good, but we'll get in there. We're wearing big gloves, so sort of 20-ounce. Gloves. They're like big pillows, so hopefully.
Yeah, who else? Who's chosen? Did Mitch Robinson and Pettifer, have they chosen you for the little gloves?
Well, we had the meeting, and they were sort of explaining what their expectations is, get in there and have a bit of fun. You know, safety is obviously pretty important, and then Mitch Robinson's gone, I know you guys are wearing the 20-ounce gloves, but do you mind if we wear 10s? Like, he's just mad.
What? Yeah.
He's mad. But they're actually...
So that one could be finished pretty
quick. Well, he wants to... I think he wants to do it more seriously, Mitch Robinson. I think he wants to actually have a real crack at being a professional boxer after this. So this is his first sort of dipping the toe in the water. Certainly not for me.
Is there enough money in it?
Yeah.
For a one-off?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. A bit like you going to the jungle, I think.
Nah, probably not like that at all.
Okay, we'll move on. Hey, did you get heckled in the crowd the other night?
Oh, I got booed by the Collingwood supporters.
Got booed by the Collingwood supporters.
It's happened again.
Your favourite thing is booing.
I love it. No, there was we're just sitting at our new commentary digs, and Channel 7 have got one over there, and Fox have got one here. We're on level 2, just at the top of N52 on the second level. A lady walked in about half an hour before the game started, turned around to us and says, "Boo, you're in our bar." So these studios, they're on-site studios, and they're awesome. They're great view, great spot. Got heckled and booed because where they have been built used to be a bar area.
Right.
And there was a bloke, Collingwood bloke, about 15 minutes into the third quarter, sort of like, and things were going south, turned around and said, "And I can't even go to the bar. This is shit." he was losing it. And he was looking at and he actually went and sat back down. it was not a great night for Pies fans on Friday night. But no. And what's more, the people in our general vicinity, they didn't have their bar to go and
are they going to feature in the Buck Stops?
Take the edge off
the Pies.
Yeah, they do with the Lions. I mean, I think that is a story. But geez, we love to. We're 2 games into a 23-game season. They end up playing 23 games, so we're quick to go. But I mean, both of them, the signs are not great for different reasons. But yeah, welcome to 2024. It's not.
Well, we knew this, didn't we? Everyone was saying before the start of the season how even it is going to be. Like, so if Brisbane turn up against Fremantle in Perth and they're not quite there, that you will lose. Like, so the really only teams that you're going to have an easy win against, and West Coast will win a couple of games, is the Eagles, from what I saw yesterday. North will surprise a few.
That game itself, like North. They were put under the same pressure that Collingwood were put under the week before, and it looked to me like North really stood up, through that late part of the first quarter and into the second. That, in the end, GWS is power was too significant for them to be able to cope with. But the young blokes, yeah, had a real crack.
All right. The Temper Text is firing up early, which we love. Very disappointed Dogs member. Don't understand why Bevo didn't put Norton back after halftime yesterday. Same old story with the Dogs, says Troy. He's in Ballarat. We will definitely discuss the Western Bulldogs this morning. One game, but it's more than that. It's a pretty large sample size over a number of years now that the Western Bulldogs get beaten the same way when they get beaten, and that was the case against Melbourne. Yesterday, Corn, what a beautiful world we live in. Giants, Swans and Suns on top, and the Pies stone motherless last, says Gary. Corn, it would be remiss of you not to mention how well Clayton Oliver is going at the moment, and maybe, just maybe, things aren't as bad at the Melbourne Football Club as most of the media have been reporting over the past 4 months, says Jason in Hoddleberg. Well, we are doing the sixth of the best, six best performances over the weekend, and let me tell you, Jason, Clayton Oliver is going to feature in that.
Yeah, I think just the same way as the predictions that pundits have made leading into seasons can be debunked. You know, obviously that was a Melbourne supporter that's pretty keen on their D's win
was
on the weekend.
One of the Melbourne supporters who was there, because there weren't many there.
So that's a fair point. So 418,000 spectators across round one, which was set up to have that headline, given that we thought we could do that. There weren't a lot at the GWS North Melbourne game, and I suppose that's putting those two together was probably saying, well, that means that we've got eight games that we think that we're going to draw a little bit more. Melbourne Dogs didn't get quite as many as we normally did. Gold Coast Adelaide didn't get as many as we would have thought. Although Gold Coast, if they continue on their tear, they'll continue to draw more and more. Everyone loves a winner, don't they?
Yes, they do. And just before we move on, because we're going to speak a lot of football, but Xavier Coates, the try for Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
Let's just have a listen to how it was called on Fox NRL.
Hughes, Pezzett, Pappenhausen, Remus Smith, he goes to Xavier Coates! Can you believe it?
Now, that was how it was done. It's the best rugby league try that I've ever seen. And I've watched it probably 10 times in replay, and I don't even like the sport.
Well, even more so, there's a couple of leaguies, mates of mine that are up in Sydney saying it's the best finish they've ever seen
really?
A winger make. And I suppose it's context is king, isn't it? So there's your 15 seconds left in the game. If you either do or you don't, the game is on the line. So it's not dissimilar to a shot at goal after. So probably Jamie Elliott from the 50-metre arc junction with the boundary line a couple of years back. That's the type of finish that we're talking about. You don't get in that scenario that often, but leaping headlong, basically 7/8 of his body out of play but in the air, and the ability to get the ball down before any other part of him touched the ground. It was it was done exceptionally well.
I wish we saw more of it. I just don't see the highlights in league. I just don't see regular highlights.
Well,
very repetitive. But physicality, I love the physicality of it. I don't love it. I admire it.
But how much do you watch it?
Not a lot for that reason.
Like the first 5 minutes of the first State of Origin game every year.
Yeah, that's great.
That's about as, like, I look at those guys and I think there's something not quite right up there. If you're running that hard into a wall of blokes and there's knees and elbows and, like, imagine trying to mitigate against concussion protocols and all of that in NRL. Mm. Like, they're literally running into a brick wall.
Yeah.
And, like, I've forever been fascinated by that. I can sit on the couch and just go, oh, my God, that is – I'm seeing something amazing, because you got blokes that are just running into each other headlong. And the longer the game goes, the toughest – you know, both mentally, physically, players, they stand out. The hard nuts, they stand out as the game wears on.
So it went international. It went to America, the highlights, and some of the American fans loved it. Others suggested that you see this on a regular Sunday in the NFL.
Yeah. You know,
that's what's, I mean, is you, that right? That's what I, the NFL, and they're probably right. You do see, not as good as that, but you would see a play similar to that every week in the NFL with a wide receiver catching a touchdown. And the American fans were a bit confused. They actually had to touch the ball down on the goal line, whereas in the NFL, of course, the ball just
crosses. Well, that, and that's the thing with the line. With the pole on the side there to, like, just knock it.
That's
just
it.
Go and hit that straight away. But if Americans are confused by that,
all right,
it's just a different game.
That's enough. Rugby league talk this morning.